This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Live from San Francisco, home of Super Bowl 60, it's the Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, WWE superstar Seth Rollins. Coming up, NFL Network analyst Steve Smith Sr., comedian Adam Ray. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of day number two of three of our residency here in downtown San Francisco is on the air. The Rich Eisen Show on Disney Plus and the ESPN app. That's where you find us every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern Time or 9 a.m. and noon out here in the Left Coast. We say hello, however, to our ESPN2 audience joining us for our third hour of our Super Bowl 60 show here on the Super Bowl Thursday. Prior to the Seahawks and Patriots taking on one another, ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80 also taking us in here. We always appreciate that and always appreciate when this guy stops by a Super Bowl show sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Smith Sr.
Thank you.
Oh. How are you, man?
Excellent.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Better for seeing you sitting here.
Yeah.
I always bring this up with you at a Super Bowl. I'll do it again. The first ever Super Bowl for NFL Network.
Oh, yeah. We both had hair then.
Yes, we did. You played in it. Mm-hmm. I hosted the NFL Network's first ever coverage of Carolina versus the Patriots in that one. When you woke up Super Sunday, what was going on in your brain, your gut, your stomach? What was going on for you, Steve Smith Sr.?
Ton of nerves, right? You're unsure how things are going to go. You know, you prepare and you do all the things up to this moment, and then it's here. And there's a surreal part of, like, the little boy who's always inspired and wanted desire to play. Mm-hmm. And then it's the professional where you're trying to figure out what stays, what goes, what's tangible that you can hold on to, but at the same time not get too over emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot. But I remember the night before, which now today plays a huge role. But I remember the night before, Dan Henning was offense coordinator, and we're sitting in there, sitting in an offensive meeting room. He said, listen, when we are done playing, look around, understand. Look around. And you know how when a head coach, I mean, offense coordinator or coach talks and they instruct a room full of guys to do something, you know, they kind of like, you know, you kind of have to. He said, no, look around. Like, turn your head. And so you looked around and he said, no matter the outcome, none of you men will be back in this room together playing in this game. I'm guarantee you this will be the last time with everyone in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it didn't hit me. Like, it was one of those old wise stories that you just kind of, it doesn't resonate, it doesn't compute, right? You're nodding your head like this, but inside you're like, I don't know what he's talking about. And I remember, and what's funny is Jeff Mitchell was a center.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years later, later after that, we drafted Ryan Khalil. Kevin Donnelly retired.
Yeah.
Jeff Otal was picked up, left tackle. Ty Stussy, right? Just a ton of guys just after that went on their different ways. And so it was real surreal.
And it focused you in a way that you think...
I had no idea, but now it makes me look at today. And it's like, you know, you're like, hey, I remember that. And so it's really helped me kind of, especially this year, is like, you know what? Instead of concerning ourselves with the things we don't get or what we haven't accomplished, what about some of the things that you have experienced? Mm-hmm. And so they're just kind of, that's been a great reminder.
What's it like to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl? That's right behind you right there.
So to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl, a lot of people ask me, what am I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's taken me a long time to figure this out. Most of the time, why most guys, especially for me mainly, so I'll speak for myself only because I'm not sure how other people experience things.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot because I wasn't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm running that route, I'm not thinking catch of the football. I'm running. And when the ball comes in, you just naturally do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Well, when you hit the goal line, though.
When you hit the goal line, it's kind of, it's starting to register. It's like the little kid, the hot hand on the stove. Like,
interesting.
Oh, that's hot. So, because I was having this conversation, that. I was having this conversation with my uncle, and he started asking me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking? I was like, bro, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I break the huddle, said break. I'm going through my checklist of things. Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about it. It's naturally embedded in me.
Yeah.
All right. You know, slot right. So I played X. So I go to the left. I'm in a slot. What's the down and distance?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the play. What's the snap count?
Mm-hmm.
All right, where's the defense? I'm in a slot. So what kind of linebacker is this? Is this Willie McGinnis, heavy foot, heavy hand?
You're right.
Or is this, you know, a hybrid? You know, a Warner,
mm-hmm.
right? How am I going to run my route? Which way am I going to attack it? Oh, yeah, it's on two,
mm-hmm.
right? So don't jump. But then I'm watching Jordan Gross. He's my left tackle, so I watch him on my peripheral. So I'm just preoccupied with my own preset checklist
mm-hmm.
that you don't have time to think. Like, you don't. Even like when if I go across the middle and a ball's thrown up,
mm-hmm.
there's been times where I roll my eyes, like, oh, to jump up and get it. I'm not going, I hope I don't get hit on the way down. That was my natural reaction because you know you have just, unconsciously, you have put yourself in harm's way.
Sure, that's the nature of the sport, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Steve Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show. And, you know, this game, and then we'll move on to the current one. it was our first Super Bowl at NFL Network. And we had our first ever Super Bowl commercial. And it was right after halftime.
Halftime. I heard. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. No. And we were really excited. We were all going all around televisions getting ready to see our commercial come on the air. But then, you know, Justin Timberlake reached for Janet Jackson, and nobody watched our commercial. Nobody saw it. We were just like, my BlackBerry went off like, hey, what the hell did you see? Did you players know something had happened? Mm. No, that there was nothing talked about it. You had no. You didn't find out about it until after the game?
Man, I didn't find out till a couple of days later because you know, there was no Twitter.
Yeah,
yeah, right, right. Yeah, sure, right.
There's no IG, there's no YouTube, there's no shorts.
It was word of mouth, word of mouth.
And all the people who may have saw it
were
back home watching the game. A lot of people in the stands didn't see it.
Mm. Yeah, because we were around televisions in the stadium ready to see our commercial. Yeah. That's how we saw it. That's how we knew
about it. So did they actually play the commercial?
They did.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Okay. Was it good?
I can't remember.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Sort of like you catching it.
Yep.
I just take it one remote at a time, man. Hope for the best. So if I'm not mistaken, during our draft coverage and combine coverage of the last couple of years, you were on JSN, right? From jump? You liked Absolutely. Him from beginning. Yep. You're like, this kid is...
He's spectacular. He's dominant. Really a good kid that, you know, primarily played in the slot. One of the biggest questions coming out of college was his speed.
Right.
Right. But, you know, speed and measurables is what scouts and general managers, head coaches, they love to know all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, what you can't do, none of the measurables kind of tell what's inside of a young man or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so just watching him play at Ohio State, remarkable. No one saw when the Mike McDonald came on and they let go of Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf.
They trade him away.
That... It was because they had to let JSN eat the way he's eating. That was not on a bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew that.
Right.
If they did, those teams would have drafted him.
That's great.
Instead of allowing him to fall to the Seattle Seahawks.
Right. And so how effective do you think he can be in Super Bowl 60? Just like any other game that we've seen from this? He needs 35 yards to get 2,000 on the season to be the first one of his age to ever have a season like that, including the playoffs.
Well, Clint Kubiak has done an exceptional job getting him lined up in all different positions. He lines up all over the field.
Right.
So, obviously, everybody's talking about Christian Gonzalez in that matchup. But Carlton Davis has been a guy who really has shown out. 16 targets, 8 receptions, 66 yards.
Yes.
Passer rating, sub 22% when targeted. So, I think the New England Patriots will have a game plan for JSN. They have to.
Yes.
It's important because he's so dominant. But that also leaves a lot of room for his castmates to be able to show up, starting at the bottom with Jake Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
Jake hasn't had a lot of first downs or a lot of contributed, but the way the intentionality and the intensity he runs his routes, he makes himself a legitimate target. And if you let him slip through the cracks, he will make a play that you are not banking on.
And then there's a former MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Cooper Kupp.
With Cooper Kupp, who's a savvy veteran who figures out all the little different things he's doing. He's more primarily in the intermediate game.
Yeah.
JSN is more in the 0 to 9 yards. That's where he kind of does his work, 8.6 average depth to target.
Right.
And then Rashid Shaheed, he's doing a great job. He's more of he's kind of in the intermediate too. So they attack you offensively with a condensed formation, a lot of speed within the first 10 yards. So that means that you got to be on your P's and Q's, right?
Now, do you like being a returner and receiver because it gives you more chances to affect a game, or it's a little bit more difficult?
It depends on the real answer is, mm-hmm. if you got some good blockers, yeah. it's great. Right? If you got a guy that's that you catching a punt return or a kickoff return, and right. he isn't blocking this guy, and your body is receiving the brunt of that, you know, you got to kind of pick. You got to pick your poison.
But Seattle clearly is a team,
yes.
that, I mean, we see. Rashid Shaheed has been one of the better deadline player pickups yeah. we've seen in recent memory.
Well, because Clint was in New Orleans.
Right.
So he's very aware of what Shaheed is in this offense mm-hmm. and what he needs, especially with Horton, mm-hmm. Torrey Horton going down with from Colorado State,
yes.
who's a speeds guy.
Right.
Right, so they know exactly which guy in the offense and what their responsibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
And the question of the day for New England is, will they be able to stop Shaheed?
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, well, what does that mean? Does JSN go off? If they slow down JSN, does Shaheed go off? Or is Cooper Kupp going to, you know, he slips through the cracks and catches some passes. So they bring a lot of problems to the opposing defense. But you go on New England, and they do the exact same thing.
Right.
They're problematic offensively as well.
What is going through Diggs's head, do you think, right now? Because he's set a record for most receiving yards by somebody who's not played in the Super Bowl to be playing in it for the first time. So he's been waiting for this one for
yeah.
a long time.
I think emotionally, you know, it'll be up there in the beginning. But I think at the end of the day, it'll start to settle in. It's just your job. It's football.
Okay.
Right, it does settle down,
mm-hmm.
right? The question is how fast and how much can you settle it down in your head?
Yeah, and May is pretty damn special. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So where do you sit on Super Bowl 60 at the end of the day, Steve Smith Sr.?
So I kind of sit with Seattle. And the reason why I sit with Seattle, I'm not going to be shocked if New England wins.
Sure.
But we also have to look at For me, is why has New England struggled in the playoffs? And that generally has to do with they're playing better defense. They're playing the top 3-5 defenses every week.
Yeah, they are.
Right? And when you look at the offensive coordinator for Josh McDaniels with the New England Patriots,
mm-hmm.
you know what he's doing and what they have done so well in a regular season? You have to add some new wrinkles onto what you do. Mm. And by doing that, that means now the normal things that you would do, now you have to add a little bit extra. So by adding that extra, that makes you think. And then all of a sudden you're hesitant. And you have inclement weather. However, all of that, you still look at it, why did they struggle? And for me, I believe they struggle is because they're playing better defenses and they're adding a little bit more to Drake May's plate, which slows him down because he's in a second year in the league, mm-hmm. but his first full, he hasn't even completed his first full season mm-hmm. with Josh McDaniels. And we know Josh can do a lot of great things. You see what he did with Tom, all these different
sure.
alignments. So I think that's one of the reasons why I'm favoring Seattle. You know, but at the end of the day, you got to pick one team. So I'm just picking.
Yeah, gotcha. And how you're already seeing May in his first full season with McDaniels, that if they stay together, like, oh, look out.
Yes.
Right? Like, look out. Because they also have the grocery shopper and Elliot Wolf adding pieces already. Yeah, look out. I mean, they could win this game.
Well, here's the other thing that people don't really realize. Like, you got to remember, you know, we were on a show and I mentioned that Godwin turned down more money mm-hmm. to remain with the Buffalo with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
right.
because of uncertainty of how fast they were going to turn things around. Right, they got a lot of money, of free money
so
in this offseason.
So you're saying receivers are going to take notice of this and want in?
I don't think receivers.
Who?
I think everybody.
Everybody's going.
I think they want to go back because Vrabel is a straight shooter, and they had a lot of players didn't take the money, mm-hmm. but the guys who did take the money are benefiting.
They look like geniuses, right?
Yes.
They look smart. And that and players obviously take notice of that.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're taking Seattle.
I'm taking Seattle. Now, I mean, depending on how many more I got later, I may flip the script and say
New England.
New England.
Yeah, sure.
Because if I don't, I remember when we did the Arizona game.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. And it was Philly and Kansas City.
Yeah, right.
At one time, I picked Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Another time, I picked Kansas City. So I'm on the sideline. I was doing my most interesting jobs.
Yes.
I'm on the sideline. And the training staff and equipment manager for Kansas City, and then Patrick came over and said, oh, you picked Philly, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I picked you guys, too. They were like, we don't remember that. We just remember. So I got to make
sure. Works.
So I got to make sure I got to sprinkle
it. Sprinkle it out.
Sprinkle it out. So no matter who I go with, I'm still, when I do work, I'm welcome into the locker room.
Yeah, it makes that's why Tom Brady's probably like, you know, hey.
He said, I have no dog in the fight.
That's what he said. You don't believe that?
Man, I got my own sort of issues. I can't concern myself with his.
See, I got you. All right, man. Well, it's good to see you here.
It's great to see you. You look great, man.
What? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What do you? You sound. You know, that's something called higher register, where if somebody has to say something higher register to believe it, like you could have just said you look great, not like yeah, you look great. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
that was just more.
Are you surprised that?
Well, technically, I haven't seen you.
That's true.
In a very long time.
That's true. We don't see each other.
We only see us on a box, and I don't get the whole thing.
The yeah. whole Monty.
Yeah. So I was complimenting you, saying,
you.
"Hey, you look good."
Oh, and by the way, I thank your alma mater for giving my alma mater a football coach when we needed him the most.
We'll talk about that off air.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Yeah. Great to see you, Steve Smith,
good
Sr.
To see you.
And I hope you hear you deserve to have your name called, you know.
Oh, in due time. In due time.
Okay.
I got some things I got to work on. So.
Okay, sounds good. Steve Smith, Sr., one of the best of the best, is here. Adam Ray is sitting on our couch. Is this a bit? Do we have a bit going on? What do we got? What do we got going on? He's on the phone right now? Okay. I don't know what's happening right now. We'll find out who he's on the phone with. Adam Ray to finish up this program in a sec.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Adam Ray is here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're recounting you played with Steve Smith against Steve Smith.
I'm doing the Rico from Napoleon Dynamite, and I'm recounting old days of my athleticism. Okay. So I'm talking about 2019 Charlotte, and Steve was like, "Who are you?" And but Steve and I played against each other in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game, and there was a jump ball at the end of the game, and I think we were down by one. It was one of those classic games that you want every NBA All-Star Game to be, whether it's celeb or non, where people actually give a crap towards the end.
Sure.
So everyone's playing for something, pride, you know, whatever it is. And Steve and I are jumping, and I, as the ball went up, like turned and like threw my body into him to box him out.
No way.
He took a hit. He's a brick wall.
Yeah.
He took a hit. I got the jump. And then he goes, "Jesus, man, take it easy." I go, "You're an athlete. I'm trying to be one." And then we end up losing. But but earlier in the game, Bad Bunny was trying to make a long cross-court pass to me as I'm coming around. In my head, I'm like, Bad Bunny sees me. He makes eye contact. He licked his lips, which I don't know why he did that, but you know, I was having a good hair day.
Yeah.
And so he throws the ball to me, and I'm thinking I'm just going to catch, turn, and just John Paxton it up. And here comes Steve Smith with, you know, incredible closing time, as we all know. And he comes around and deflects the ball away and steals it, but he like popped my pinky out of place. And I remember screaming. I'm so glad they didn't have me mic'd up, because it was not my...
Screeched? Did you screech?
My wife at the time would have left me and been like, "That's not what a real man sounds like." But so then I told Steve, I go, "You dislocated my pinky." He's like, "How you doing now?" I go, "A little bit better, but it still hurts." He's like, "All right, man, good to see you." Anyway, that story.
And you hadn't seen each other until this day.
Until this day. So
interestingly,
this is what you do, Rich. You bring people together.
You, Steve.
Speaking of bringing people together, Cary, North Carolina. I'll
ladies
be
and gentlemen.
Yeah.
March ladies 11th and gentlemen. And 12th. Adam Ray Comedy, telling stories, and you, Steve Smith Sr., and Bad Bunny are all at Super Bowl 60. Go figure that. Look at this. Crossroads. It's all about Crossroads.
Remember me? I have a picture with Bad Bunny. Let's cut to it. But it's Brad Williams when Bad Bunny walks into our locker room, and Brad Bunny walks in with all this bling, and Brad goes, "Here, Mr. Bunny, let me hold that for you." And he immediately starts laughing and just undoes it and puts it around Brad's neck, and I was right behind him, and one of the photographers took a picture, and it's pretty incredible. He was super sweet, and I think he's going to crush the halftime show, obviously.
Yeah, this is what we got coming up this weekend. So we saw you just a couple weeks ago, Adam Ray, and I mapped it out for you. I'm like, because you're coming off your bye and you're getting a little bit nervous because here come the Niners after beating the Eagles. They won and done the Eagles. And I'm like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to beat the Niners. Then you're going to beat the Rams.
You said that.
And then you're going to go to the home of the Niners and beat the Patriots. That's what you're going to do.
Yes.
Like, that's the ultimate. What an ultimate sort of settling of all family business, like the end of The Godfather, right? Like, that's it. You know, you might as well just set it to music and let's go. And you're like, you got all fired up about it. And look what's playing.
Look what's happening.
Look what's happening.
Look what happens when you know, I'm not a true, like, believer, you know, in, you know, if you manifest it and you put it out, you know, I don't have crystals. I probably will become that person in my 60s, but like, this feels like the way it's supposed to happen. And you putting that out there, Rich, felt like a fun thing to say on the show.
Yes.
And the fact that it's actually happening, is wild.
Yeah.
And I know Brock loves his Pats, and you know, you're feeling strong. You seem oddly confident for a team that I think is gonna just get trampled over.
But
I love you too, but I think friendship goes out the window on Sunday. I think, you know, I was eerily confident for the Hawks-Niners game when we beat them, I think, 13. No, the I'm sorry, the first...
playoff game.
The playoff game.
Yeah.
People kept asking me, and I was like, oh, you know, you never know. I didn't want to get too high, too low. And then I'd say 2 days prior, I was like, I honestly think it's going to be a beatdown. I think our D is just too fast and quick. We're at home. Them being beat up, you know, obviously is a factor, but they still, any given Sunday... And then what happened, and, you know, the Rams obviously was the true test. It is, you know, Super Bowl Sunday. Anything can happen. We haven't played you guys. But I think, I just think that RD is going to get to Drake May a little too quick and a little too fast and a little too much. And I think at 23 years old, all this kid knows is TikTok and butt chugging, and he is going to... he's going to just be like, you know, that's not how he sounds, but he's going to be like me when I got my pinky dislocated times 10. Okay. He's going to see the real ghost. He's going to scream Casper and pay homage to Sammy D, and it's going to be a day that he'll never forget.
Just like the Chargers D was supposed to do, and the Texans D I heard so much about.
Okay, here we go.
That was supposed to be the best in the league.
Okay.
Just like those did?
Yeah.
Just like those did. Got it.
He hasn't faced this D. I think this D is more superior than
Sam Darnold hasn't faced ours, so we'll see. That first quarter, sure. Sam Darnold turnover, I'm going to send you a video.
Please.
Would you really do that during the game? Or just because,
we're friends. So
During the game, you don't want to, emotions are going to be running high.
No, it's okay? Fine. I'll be mid-game
smack talk?
I welcome it because there is true love and admiration between us. But you bring up a good point though, Rich. There are friends and people that we all have in our lives that will send smack texts that are just, you don't, there's a kid, I don't want to say his name.
Say it.
Lucas Seely. He's a comedian. He's I don't actually even know if he's doing it anymore, so that should be the real jab. But the
talking smack or
the
comedy?
Talking smack. Dude.
What's he not doing
out of
anymore?
Control, and it's like he lived in Seattle for 15 years, but he's a Niners fan, and so every time there's a rivalry or any game, like when we lost against him to go to the Super Bowl, I think a few years back, or in one of the playoffs,
that happened.
They've beaten us down quite a few times in the last 10 years, and he just is so disrespectful. And he starts taking jabs at the city. I think he made a jab at my stepdad, and it gets too much. But
mid game. Well, I will say this to you. You may not know, Adam, but we can all attest to this. Nobody prematurely calls a game over only to actually have the game be a complete momentum flip than Chris Brockman.
Yes, that is true.
He is the king of saying game over.
No way.
Like in the first quarter, game over. Second quarter, game over.
This is surprising.
Game's over. And then about, I would say, 4 out of 5 times, not only is the game not over, but the result completely.
No, I am usually.
Okay, so this is only TJ, help me out with this one.
I am.
I'm with you, Rich.
I'll
say 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. You'll cut it down a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
So if Drake May, slips and slides through to a first down on a 4th-and-1, and then they score on the first drive, are you going to text me game over?
If it's 14-0, I will text you game over.
14-0 is game over.
14-0, you're going to text game over.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Comeback from 28-3.
That game was over.
He calls games over. And it wasn't. And yet it wasn't.
That game was basically over.
And yet it wasn't.
Tom Brady was retired.
The aforementioned Sarah Tiano, who's walking around here, will absolutely recall that it was not over.
Yeah, we don't talk about Bruno or that game at all.
Everybody loves Bruno Mars. You should always talk
order?
About him.
No, that's not the Bruno.
In Canto, you're not
trying to make a joke, Rich. All right, okay. Let's move on. Is there, you know what? If you're going to send me a video of a Sam pick, I will send you a video of the fourth quarter Sam throwing his fourth TD pass of the day.
To put
the game out of reach and make it 31-16, maybe 31-10.
Wow.
Yeah, not going to be close, man. But thanks for playing.
Really, you're gonna be on your phone during Super Bowl 60 sending texts and
no.
Never.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm going to be at the game. You're going to be at. So you're going to have a lot more
me
like.
Me and Cage are going to be home together, eating wings and Funfetti cake. And
nice.
Now, has your? I just met your son for the first time, and I told him I'm a big fan, which is true. I mean, my wife and I are in that stage of trying to have kids. I'll send you a link, but I truly mean this wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Like I have friends with cool, cute kids that like look fun. There is no cooler kid on IG that of any of my friends than your son.
There you go.
Hands down. That being said, I hope you don't embarrass him when Sam throws his, I'm going to raise it now, fifth TD.
I hope you don't say something
you regret in front of him. I hope you set a good example on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
You know, take him outside for a walk. Be like, dude, life isn't fair. Sometimes things don't go your way.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, you turn on the TV and, they push Saturday morning cartoons for some sort of White House briefing. So, you just always have to be ready and in triple threat. triple threat, I think, is applicable for on the court and off the court. So
you're right.
Well, he's standing right there listening there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, Cage, we have fan. A few minutes left in the segment. How much longer do we have to go till we get 6 touchdowns?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just.
I honestly think he's going to have.
Are we getting there? Are we getting there now? Give me another take. Maybe we'll get to 6 touchdowns.
I don't know how much. Oh, man, that's crazy. I think 4 is
a record. What is the record?
Did Kevin Hart say Nick Foles?
Steve Young had 6, right?
Steve Young had 6.
Steve Young had 6.
Sam Darnold to throw 4 plus passing touchdowns, 11-1. Huh. Adam Ray, 11-1.
11-1?
For 4 times.
You know, the only bets I ever made on the Super Bowl were on the Eagles, Pats. One I was in was with Adam Devine. We were touring in Japan doing all the army bases, and we landed at 6 a.m. in Shibuya, Japan.
Ooh. Yes.
And we went to a Hooters at 8 a.m., as you do, speaking of wings. And and we went, what's up, Cage? And quick edit on that joke. And we went to Shibuya to Hooters to watch the Super Bowl, and I made 2 bets. One was for the Eagles just to win straight up, mm-hmm. and the other was pink over under on the national anthem. And my psycho friend Greg, who has a gambling problem and whose marriage is falling apart, will because of it.
Yeah, send a link.
Not, I'll send a link.
Send a link.
Rich. Dude.
There we go, buddy.
We'll be right back. Right here. But he told me, he goes.
He just slipped into Phil right there.
He goes,
by the way.
Pink has a cold. He goes, so take the under. I go, who are you? How do you know Pink has a cold? He goes, don't worry about it. And she went 148, and I won $1,000.
Because you had the inside information.
Had the insider track on whether or not she was using
what, he just running her in a CVS where she's getting some sort of, she's getting Mucinex?
I don't know how he,
look out.
He's the Adam Schefter of, people being sick.
Of flu shots.
Medical flu shots, yeah.
My sources tell me.
Yeah. So I might take that, but I think Sammy's going to have a day. I think he is just so dialed in. Again, I've known him now for coming up on 8-9 years.
Look at you.
And I think he is just as focused as ever, and I think he's just not even phased, man. I talked to him probably 4 days ago, and he just is like, I was like, man, you guys, you know, their, you know, offensive line hasn't faced, you know, our D line. I think we're going to get through more than we did with Stafford. And he kind of laughed, and I was like, I think it's going to be a beatdown. He was like, all right, man. He's like, you know, it's still Super Bowl Sunday. They're going to bring their best. And I was like, nah, man, you guys are going to win. And he was like, I got to go. I was like, all right.
Who's going to show up more, though, in the stadium? Is it going to be?
I would imagine it's going to be
Seattle.
I see.
You guys don't travel well. We travel incredible.
No, Patriot fans travel
well. They travel.
Nobody travels like Niner fans, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's only an hour flight for us.
That's it.
5-6 for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's it. It is. It is a bigger, trip.
I actually hope it feels like a road game because
you
Patriots
haven't lost
9-0 on the road
this guy,
year.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Got a point.
I know. Yep. But I also think I heard a stat. It was like 40% of the time Drake May gets pressured, he gets sacked.
There's also the Patriots.
Not great.
Patriots don't lose in these uniforms. Also,
all white uniform.
Although Seattle makes Super Bowls when they choose a new pope. What are some other things that we heard this week that we have no idea?
Starting quarterbacks with initials DM are 0-2.
Oh, is that right?
And if your name has less than 5 letters, you're 0-6. So not good for May.
Who pulls these stats?
I don't know.
Bored people.
Yeah.
But very bored people.
It makes, when you guys are out here for a week, just, you know, yapping around, you need anecdotes like
nuggets.
That to fill
the
time.
Yeah, we need the game to start, man.
Yeah.
Need the game.
How can you make a pick, or do you have to stay pretty neutral?
Oh, I'm going to make a pick. I'm going to make a pick.
But not till Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I mean, sure. You know, probably not till tomorrow's show, because I don't want to give too much of a tip to the game day morning guys.
I love that.
I'll be honest though, I'd be stunned if I don't know who's taking the Patriots on Sunday.
A lot of people are.
A lot of people are not
walking around. Are not? Walking around the media row. A lot of people were telling me, like, Hawks was doing Cam Hayward's pod. Joey Porter was there, and he goes, I got to root for the Pats because my nephew's on the team. Oh. And then he said, and he's like, but I think the Seahawks have the edge. He's like, but I'm gonna go Pats. And I've heard that more than I thought I would. But I also like that. The way it was in 2013 when no one picked us and everyone picked the Broncos, you don't want, I mean, I don't know. How do you feel? Do you want the hype? Do you think they're probably just so immune?
It doesn't matter. The thing is, it's totally beyond mattering now. Now it's all just hunkering down, have the right game plan, be able to execute it. Yeah. And in all honesty, you know, the Rams could have easily been here if something went different on those two third and fourth down plays inside the 6 yard line. Entire seasons come down to executing in the moment. And the Seahawks did a better job of it. They're here as opposed to the Rams because of that just one microcosm, one small moment. And I don't know who that moment is going to be for on Sunday night. And it all comes down to that, man. But it won't matter if Darnold's already got six touchdowns by the third quarter.
K-9's got
by halftime. Where are we going here?
Yeah, that's crazy talk. But I think I don't know. That's I think K-9's going to go for over 100. I think Ernest Jones is going to have his sixth pick of the year, and I think.
Okay.
I just think the D is just going to – it's just going to be a shutdown. Shutdown city, and Seattle's going to be the mayor. Seeing Puka Nacua, by the way, playing the flag football game made me so happy. I mean, what an emotional roller coaster. Literally, you're at the Super Bowl, and you're like, I should be here playing, and you're playing in a flag football game. But you know what? I'll give him credit. He was bouncing around, having a good time. I don't know if he was on Four Loko or Plan B, but he was like – he had that Winnie the Pooh Tigger energy, you know, where he was just bouncing around.
Oh, yeah.
He's got, like, very youthful – I mean, he's also, 22?
He is. He's a young, very young
Incredible,
kid.
Incredible, by the way.
Shooting shots, saying he loves skydiving, a Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. What is he doing? She's
trying to go skydiving.
I'm going for it.
Wait, so he wants to go skydiving with Sydney Sweeney?
Oh, she tweeted out how she loves skydiving, or she wants to take up skydiving, and like skydiving.
Yeah, she's what she likes in men or something. And Puka was like, I'm
a skydiver.
Bro,
shoot your shot. You got to shoot your shot.
It's so funny. Mike. My buddy Norm, who's here with me, was shout out to Norm, Ravens fan. So big Mikey McD fan. And he goes, I was talking, I was at a restaurant in Venice. And he's like, I had a very attractive waitress. And we started chumming it up. And he's like, I got her number. And she goes, hey, so I just want to let you know, I am talking to somebody else. And he was like, oh, all right. And she's like, yeah, it's somebody on the Rams. And he was like, oh, is it Puka Nacua? And she goes, I'll be back with your egg rolls. It is. So, you know, but I told Norm, I go, you should have told her he's not going to have time for you. You know, this guy's too busy. I got all the time in the world. There all I'm doing go. Is traveling with Adam Ray and you know, getting him coffee. So
that's right. And he's playing flag football.
He's playing flag football. Okay. So yeah. Norm's packing more heat, and he's got a sweeter smile. So.
All right. Final score. Give me the final score. Final score. What do you got? Final score.
Final score.
If you're right, again, the rule here is if you're right, we'll repeat it. If not, it never happened. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I love you guys. Thank you for always opening your arms and hearts to me to be on the show. It's always so fun, and to be able to be here, you know, we were here last year and that was also just as fun, but it's extra special and extra, you know, just exciting to be talking about your own squad. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what that feels like, but there can only be one winner at the end of the day, and I think the Seahawks are going to have a defensive masterpiece of a game.
And final score.
See, that's the Puka Nacua. Yeah. Do you want to go skydiving, Horn? I think it's going to be.
The word Horn is in the word.
I think it's going to be Seahawks final score 28, Pats 21.
Oh, well, that's not a defensive. I mean, 28 to 6 would be like.
Sorry, you know. Seahawks 28, Pats 9.
Okay.
You're not going to get double digits.
Hey, so, Borgalis is going to have a day.
All right. Three field goals.
Pardon him. You're all psyched.
All right.
All right, we're on it. AdamRayComedy.com. February 6th and 7th in Austin, Texas.
Yep, this weekend. So I fly out tomorrow morning.
And then you come back?
Fly back Sunday morning like a
dude. Cycle.
I didn't feel like canceling on Joe Rogan. He's not a big sports guy. I'm not even sure if he knows what football is. So I just was like, I can't. That's a joke, Joe. Don't beat me up. But the shows went sold out quick. I couldn't move them.
Okay.
So I'm going to fly out tomorrow, fly back Sunday, go right to the game. We have our bags being dropped off, and I'll go right to the tailgate.
And Royal Oak, Michigan. Why not spend Valentine's Day in Minneapolis with you?
Of course
you
do.
And then Cary, North Carolina. I've been told that show's almost now sold out.
Too soon.
Look at us.
Look at you just tugging at the heartstrings. AdamRayComedy.com for all those tickets.
That's
Australia,
it.
I know you're big Eisen fans. I'm coming there in June to do Dr. Phil's and stand up, and then Canada. And then my Netflix podcast starts in March. So check that out. But Adam Ray Comedy for all the TikTok, Instagram BS.
Adam.
Cage, any last words?
Everybody.
Cage just gave me the thumbs up in the corner.
Yay.
Shout out.
There he goes.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Ray, everybody. We finish up with a Super Bowl 60 higher register when we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Disney Plus, ESPN app, our radio audience all back together. For small businesses, every hire counts, and so does your time. Hiring can quickly become overwhelming, from sorting applications to figuring out who's truly qualified. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro helps. It streamlines the process so you can focus on connecting with the right candidates, not managing the noise. Hire right the first time, people. Post your job right now and get $100 off towards your job post at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. All right, it's time for our hire register here on the Rich Eisen Show on a Thursday for Super Bowl 60. And I think we get the hire register Brockman.
That's right.
The one who actually has the higher register voice. Buddy. Cage Brockman has made it on TV and radio.
Hey.
What's up, KG? What's up, KG? All right, so are you going to have Cage read your higher register?
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to actually read yet, but we'll get there.
It's time to go higher register for Super Bowl 60. Hit it.
There's a chance.
The Rich Eisen shows.
That there could be.
Higher register. Take of the week.
Are you doing the graphic?
Okay. Cage. Hold on to Cage. Cage, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. All right, Chris, you're first up. What do you got?
A lot of talk we've been talking with Adam Ray about the defenses, and he thinks Seattle's going to shut down the Patriots offense, and I think the Patriots offense is going to kind of rattle Sam Darnold. But when I really think about this game, I think that both quarterbacks throw for 300 yards, and get ready for a shootout.
Yeah, that's it. Get Cage got it down. Okay, you think they're going to actually have a shootout?
Get ready for a shootout on Sunday.
TJ, what do you got over there?
Well, I think my higher register is going to be quite the opposite of his, because years ago they used to say, I think, you know, Mahomes did away with this, but they used to say defense wins championships,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Lately it doesn't seem to be the case, but I think this year, based upon what we saw, a defensive player is going to win the MVP of the Super Bowl.
I like it.
Oh,
you know, that happened with Seattle's Super Bowl win. It was a defensive player. It could happen again.
Oh.
I like it. Listen, we talked about it with Kurt Warner. Tom Brady's got a statue. He's got those banners in New England. And three of those banners, he won with the current head coach of the New England Patriots. But he says he has no real skin in this game. It's just, whoever wins Super Bowl 60 wins, is what he said. And Chris Brockman's like, listen, what's he going to say when he's trying to hire the Seattle coach to be his Raiders head coach right now? There's bigger fish for Tom Brady to fry than just the New England Patriot, you know, fan base, is what he has to say. And not a problem. But my higher register is, deep down, I think Brockman does have a problem with Tom Brady. Deep down, I think, Cage, I think your dad is really not cool with Tom Brady not rooting for the Patriots openly. Yeah, I don't know
what. You know what? I've done a little bit of a flip, I think, just during our show.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. Who was more driven by inner motivation and slights than Tom Brady? Tom Brady is actually reverse engineering this.
Okay.
You heard Robert Spillane today was like, I think it's ridiculous that he's not rooting for us.
See?
This is what Tom's doing. He is literally giving his team that he loves more than anything bulletin board material.
So I think you now coming up with that excuse, that BS reverse psychology excuse, makes me think you really aren't cool with it.
Yeah, baby.
Who wins the Super Bowl, Cage? Who wins the Super Bowl?
Patriots.
There you go.
Yeah, let's go.
Come out to play.
Well, Cage doesn't know his way around the city, so
good enough. Thank you for being here today on this program, along with our guests, Kurt Warner, CeeDee Lamb, Seth Rollins, Christian McCaffrey, Steve Smith Sr., and Adam Ray. Join us on our Friday finale here with Deion Sanders, Emmett Smith, Marshall Faulk, and Keegan-Michael Key, all scheduled on our list for Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.